changes can sometimes come when we least expect them, and here's a wonderful example of that. This is Pilar, who spent much of her life in a very traditional religious setting, and says that she...
I started out with a very formal faith, going to the Catholic Church, raised my family in the Catholic Church, mm-hmm. Catholic schools, and probably would have gone my whole life in without really having that close relationship with the Lord.
But her daughter Linda married a young man who's an evangelical Christian.
And invited me to one of the services. And I felt such an opening, such a freedom, and such a presence that I hadn't known before.
Nice.
And I just wanted more.
It was a life-changing experience for Pilar.
So that was the beginning of it. I just started out with that experience and wasn't satisfied with anything less.
As time passed, her new way of seeing and connecting with God grew richer and deeper.
It was a gradual increase. My walk, when I first met a close relationship with Jesus, first thing he did was take cigarettes away from me. That was a miracle in itself. And I've never had another cigarette. And I was really smoking 2 and 3 packs a day.
Wow.
So that was a big thing for me. But one thing that he didn't take away from me immediately was alcohol. I was self-medicating with alcohol through, you know, different experiences in my life.
Yes.
And that was step by step, year by year. And but he finally did get it under control.
God patiently showed Pilar that using alcohol was a hindrance in what she wanted her life to be, not a help.
I just felt I can't do my walk with the Lord if I'm not in my right senses. I can't get all that I want from Holy Spirit. I want to be filled with the Spirit. So it was a gradual thing.
Pilar says God has sustained her through good times and bad since she came to know him closely. He was there when her husband Sam lost his health, then died, and she felt the Lord's sustaining presence.
You know, our life was just so full, and that lasted a long time. And I was married to Sam for 13 years. The last couple of years were trying. He developed dementia. I do love him and I miss him, but I would never want him back the way he was. I think it was the Lord's mercy and grace that took him when he did.
And now, with time having passed and having grown even closer to the Lord, when she remembers Sam and thinks of his being in heaven...
I can't help but think of the grace of God. He was just full of God's grace and shared it. I glory in the fact that he is whole, he is in heaven, he is in the presence of the Lord, and no longer any deficit in his physical being. And I'm grateful for that, that I have that faith, that I know someday I'll see him in heaven.
Pilar, who shared her inspiring story with us when she visited the Billy Graham Library in Charlotte. I'm Mike McLean.